sister. And I heard one more chime. Go ahead and state your name from where you're calling.
Good morning. Well, this is Pastor V. Good morning, PMC family.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. God bless. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving, giving you all glory, giving you all honor, giving you all the praise. We thank you so much for this day that you have made and for allowing us to get up and rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank and praise you for the TMC family, for Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts, O Lord, and for the D.A. De Leon family. Father, we thank and praise you that they gave you glory as they started this call and as we go through this call day by day. Father, we thank and praise you that you have ordered their footsteps, that you've been that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. Now, Lord, we just thank you and ask that you continue to bless them, O God. Continue to show them new things and greater things that you have in their lives, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that you are prospering Dr. Vanessa, Dr. Weathers, P.K. Roberts, and the D.A. De Leon family and all things. Father, we just thank you that whatever their hands touch, oh God, they do it mightily as unto you. Father, we thank and praise you for our TMC family, Lord, and that you bless their going out and their coming in. Now, Father, we ask that you be with the speaker today. Father, all of the speaker, all of you and none of the speaker in Jesus' name. Father, that the word will go forth with clarity because we have already given you the glory and we know that nothing undefiled can come through that and defiled can come through that in the mighty name of Jesus. So this call will go forth with clarity and we will feast on the word and we will be blessed by it. Now bless the speaker. In the mighty name of Jesus and his entire family, in Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there? And I love you, my TMC family.
We love you more. I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us on this To God Be the Glory Tuesday, and we thank God. It's July the 1st, 2014, and my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I am in Southern California, and I greet you in the name of Jesus here on the Master's Call. On behalf of our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our ambassador for Artists International, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet you and welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. We thank you for joining us on this day that the Lord has made. And so Minister Willa has already greeted each and every single one of you, and she has opened this call up in prayer. And that is what we do here each and every Monday through Friday on the Master's Call. And we have been doing this call ever since October the 25th of 2010. And we hope if you're visiting us for the first time today that you will definitely come again here at this divine and appointed hour to this telecommunication sanctuary known as the Master's Call. So if you're joining us for the first time, do not feel that you have been left out because we have a website, and I invite you to visit that website at your leisure. It is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And you could go to that website and see that all of our messages have been archived there. Also, if you're listening on the line this morning and you feel that God is purging you to do something different in your life, maybe he is pressing and pushing you towards being a prayer intercessor. Maybe he's pressing you or purging you and preparing you to be a greeter here on the Master's Call. Maybe there is something that you know that God is preparing for you to do, and maybe you don't have clarity on it. Well, I invite you to send us an email and just let us know what it is that he's preparing you for, and we will definitely respond to you. So you can send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. You may also have a prayer request, a praise report, or a testimony, and we invite you to utilize that same email address to send us that information, and we will be more than happy to respond to you. immediately following this call every single Monday through Friday, we head over to the morning motivational call. And that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. We invite you to join us there so you can find out if you are an artist entrepreneur on this line, to find out where artists is headed, because I'm telling you, there are some greater and new things happening in Artists International. And so we are on the push. We are on the path to president. So many of you on the line, I know that you are going to make it to president. So we want to continue to prepare. We want to continue to press. We want to continue to share. So if you are an Artist International distributor on the line this morning, then I invite you to check your back office. Also, get back with the person who invited you to this line if you don't know anything about artists, and allow them to share with you exactly what Artist International is all about. So all roads lead to the Bahamas in November. The date has yet to be given, but if you would stay connected online at www.artistempowermentconference.com, you will see all of the information that would come regarding the conference that will happen in November of 2014 on that website. So we invite you to utilize it, please. Every day this call is recorded, and so the playback number for this call, or the replay number for this call, is 712-432-1085, and the PIN code 957-677 pound. So I hope you have your Bible ready. I hope you have a notepad and a pen, and you're ready to take some notes or your tablets this morning. But it is time to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker for this morning, he is definitely faithful and committed and dedicated to this, the Master's Call. He is Reverend Everett Thomas. He is a baptized, born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Reverend Thomas officiates Sunday worship services at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. He is committed to God and community. Reverend Thomas is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, and is currently president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. He is also an entrepreneur and Artist International. He and his wife, Cheryl, have been married for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives into spirit, soul, and body, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. So at this time, I bring to you none other than Pastor Reverend Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. Take it away.
Well, bless your heart. To God be the glory. Great things he has done, great things he's yet doing. Thank you for such a warm introduction, Minister Tiffany, and acknowledging also Minister Willow this morning. We thank God also for the founders of this call, Dr. K.K. Roberts and Dr. Weatherspoon, for such an awesome opportunity to share every opportunity I have to share. And just the call itself, to hear others that to minister as well on the call. It's just a great day. Amen. We had a storm last night, but the sun is shining on this morning. Well, if you have your Bible, I'd like to invite your attention to a very familiar scripture found in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. And we're looking at verses 17 and 18, and looking at the Amplified version. It reads, "Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. But all things are from God," verse 18, "who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself, and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation, that by word and deed we might aim to bring others into harmony with him." Amen. Our subject this morning is liberty in Jesus Christ. Liberty in Jesus Christ. Well, we're looking forward to this coming Friday, the 4th of July, and many people have already started celebrating with fireworks and what have you, and which is fine. There's nothing wrong with getting excited for a day that we call Independence Day, the 4th of July. And just a little background of Independence Day in America. Independence Day commemorates the adoption of the Declaration of Independence, what has been called the birth certificate of the United States by the Continental Congress while meeting in the State House in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, now known as Independence Hall. The Congress actually voted for independence on July 2, 1776. The document Americans called the Declaration of Independence, penned primarily by Thomas Jefferson, who was assisted by a committee of John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Robert Sherman, and Robert Livingston, was then adopted on July 4, 1776. It was not signed until August 2nd of the same year. Just a little background, of course, we have a few days to get there. But it's just amazing that we have such a great opportunity of freedom in the U.S. of A. But the most important place of freedom is in Jesus Christ. We want to make sure we're aware of that. Amen. It's good to be living in a country that we have freedom of speech, freedom of religion. But being free from sin, being a new creation, being new, amen, brand spanking new, in Christ is awesome. No more bondage, amen, no more shackles, amen. We are free indeed in Christ Jesus. Of course, liberty, the word liberty is the quality or state of being free. I just want to share from this devotion by Sister Jean McKinney. She says, "Jesus' ministry was the ministry of reconciliation." Of course, 2 Corinthians 5:15 declares that Jesus came to set us free from a selfish spirit in order to endow humanity with a spirit that will lift Jesus Christ as Savior. This is the spirit of liberty that enables humanity to be in communion with God, our Creator, and with one another. The spirit of liberty is a gift of God. It is granted to all of his sons and daughters who have made Jesus Christ the Lord of their lives. Spirit of bondage brings with it depression, hopelessness, guilt, and condemnation. All of these are characteristics of the children of darkness. But if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. The believer who walks in liberty is one who has joyfully accepted God's purpose for his or her life. God has passed on the ministry of reconciliation to the children of light. Once we have tasted liberty as believers in Christ, our desires should represent God's desires for the world. We immediately become ambassadors for Christ, preaching the message of reconciliation so that others may be delivered from darkness into his wonderful light. 1 Peter 2:9. Today, African Americans are continually reminded that in spite of our being free socially, politically, and physically by the Emancipation Proclamation, we often find ourselves experiencing threads of racism are woven into the fabric of our society. Now, look, just make a note here. Of course, we have other ethnic groups on the line, and this is just talking about the African-American community that historically had to go through so many challenges. But I was reading the other day, and I found out this particular article was stating that there were more Caucasian slaves than African-American slaves, in historically speaking. However, it does not matter of the color of your skin, because there is no color when it comes to love. Love has no color. And the Word of God says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And Jesus said, he said, "I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." And basically, the main color that really makes a difference in this liberation in Jesus Christ is the color red, amen, the blood of Jesus. Liberty in Jesus Christ is the ultimate degree of freedom that is not contingent upon human forces, because the world cannot give the liberty of Christ, and the world cannot take the liberty of Christ away. Liberty gives to the believer hope, peace, and direction as he depends on God for his sustenance. When one is free, he is able to experience the powerful presence of God that enables him to deal with life's opposition with confidence and great anticipation. So we realize here this morning that we can be free. Amen. In Jesus Christ, we can have liberty in Jesus Christ. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've been through, God is still able to save. He's able to deliver. He's able to set free. For who the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can be free on today. Galatians, let's look at what Galatians have to say about this thing. Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2, we're looking at verses 4 and 5. Galatians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Reading again from the Amplified Version, it says, "My precaution was because of false brethren, some men who were Christians in name only, who had been secretly smuggled into the Christian Brotherhood. They had slipped in to spy on the liberty and the freedom which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might again bring us into bondage under the law of Moses." Verse 5, "To them we did not yield submission even for a moment, that the truth of the gospel might continue to be preserved for you in its purity." Jump into verse 11. "But when Cephas Peter came to Antioch, I protested and opposed him in his face concerning his conduct there, for he was blamable and stood condemned. For up to the time that certain persons came from James, he covered, but when the men from Jerusalem arrived, he withdrew and held himself aloof from the Gentiles and ate separately from fear of those of the circumcision party. Verse 13, the rest of the Jews along with him also concealed their true convictions and acted insincerely, with the results that even Barnabas was carried away by their hypocrisy, their example of insincerity and pretense. But as soon as I saw that they were not straightforward and were not living up to the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas, Peter, before everybody present, if you, though born a Jew, can live as you have been living, like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how do you dare now to urge and practically force Gentiles to comply with the ritual of Judaism and like the Jews?" Here's the key verse, basically. Jumping back to verse 13, basically states that there was an example that he had to deal with to help us to understand that now that in you in Christ, now that things are different, you are no longer in bondage to the law. You're set free. So why you want to continue to hold on, amen, to the bondage of the law, amen, paraphrasing. But we have to realize, amen, that some of us are still trying to hold on to our old way of lifestyle, even in Christ, even in a church. Amen. We have folk in church that amen, do church on Sunday morning, but do their own thing Friday night and Saturday night. And I was there. Yes, I was there. Amen. Enjoyed myself. Amen. Thought I had a good time hanging out, amen, at clubs and what have you, doing the worldly thing and not the wordy thing. And I had to realize that God is not just God on Sunday morning. I had to realize that I can't be free from the things of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of the life. And I had to realize that I have liberty in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So I had to walk in that liberty. I had to walk, amen, in the freedom that I found in Christ. Yes, we are free. Amen. In the United States of America. Yes, amen. The songwriter says, my country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Oh, thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom let our freedom ring. Yeah, that's what it says. But how about your freedom in Christ? What about the peace that surpasses all understand that you can only get in Christ, the joy, amen, that you can only find in Christ? Are you experiencing that freedom today? Are you experiencing that liberty today? Amen. Yes, we were free. We thank God for freedom, amen, in the U.S. of A., but how about in Christ? Are you there? Have you really totally surrendered to life yet? Have you really totally made him Lord? Not just Savior, but Lord, Master of your life today. Amen. It's one thing to say I'm saved on my way to heaven, but before you get there, how about living according to the BIBLE, basic instructions before leaving earth? Are you living that life? Amen. Are you living a life of liberty? Amen. So I just want to encourage somebody today, despite how others treat us, how our liberty in Jesus Christ guarantees we are found worthy in the sight of God because we have become the righteousness of God, according to verse 21, the same chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. It's so important to understand that we are free in Jesus Christ. God bless your heart. May God smile upon you. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett Thomas, for that message, Liberty in Jesus Christ. I'm going to be calling you back after the prayer and the announcements to give us our benediction for this morning. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. And, oh God, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that this is a new day, July 1st, 2014, a day that we have never seen, God. We thank you that this is the seventh month of the year, God, so we know that you are completing new and greater things in our lives, and they begin today, oh God. I thank you that the old has passed away, and behold, you are making all things new. So we thank you, God. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Father, for your strength that you give us daily. We thank you for guarding us from the evil one. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your power and your anointing. We thank you for your favor, the blessings, and the increase that are in our lives. We thank you that we are healed by your stripes. And we thank you, God, that we are forgiven. Father, so on this Tuesday, I come not asking you for anything, but thanking you for every single blessing that you have a bestowed upon each of us. I thank you for the great things in our lives. I thank you for the tests and the trials. I thank you for the tribulations that have come, oh God. I thank you for the customers. I thank you for the business builders. I thank you for those that you have allowed for us to have the opportunity to share Artists International with. I thank you for Artists International. I thank you, God, for the Diaz de Leon family. I thank you for Papa Diaz de Leon and that you have brought him out of retirement for a third time, God. But as we press for president in this next 90 days, God, I thank you right now that many presidents are on the line under the sound of my voice. I thank you that 40,000 points we will conquer in the name of Jesus, Father. So I thank you in advance for positioning us and pushing us and purging us into presidency, oh God. I thank you for the new places and the new opportunities. I thank you for doors that are opening, and I thank you for the doors that have closed. I thank you for those people, those relationships that you have asked for us to let go and let you be God in, God. I thank you right now for healing on this line. I thank you that you are a God of comfort, and I thank you that you comfort those who are in need of comforting right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper because we are more than conquerors. And I thank you that you are our shepherd and you are our God. I thank you, Father, for placing dreams and desires in our hearts. I trust that you are at work to bring them to pass. Even when we can't see it, even when it's taking longer than we think, God, we just thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you because we're able to trust you. We thank you that you have your hands on us. And in this day, July 1st, 2014, God, we seek you first in your kingdom, your righteousness, and we know that you will add everything unto us. And we love you, God. We bless you, we honor you, we celebrate you, and we realize that we cannot do anything without you, but we can do everything with you because you make it possible. And I decree and declare these things in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. So the replay for this call, once again, 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. We will be heading over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 5395-98-POUND. 5395-98-POUND for the morning motivational call. So I invite each one of you to join us back here on this line tomorrow. Remember, you are a great minister in the marketplace. God has made you fearfully and wonderfully. So go out and have a terrific day. Remember, to God be the glory for all of the things that he is doing in your life. At this time, Reverend Thomas, come back and give us our benediction for this day.
May the Lord bless you and watch guard and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.